For more on those ideas, we'll turn now to Goran Skalmo, who is an investigative reporter. He is in Oslo, in Norway. Welcome.
Thank you.
We're learning quite a bit about Anders Behring Breivik and his anti-immigrant views. He apparently posted a lengthy manifesto online just before he embarked on this massacre. What do you make of what he said?
Well, this manifesto surfaced just yesterday evening, and it's being analyzed and read all over the world, as I can tell right now. And it's pretty much in line with his previous writings on an internet website for right-wing views. It's pretty much straightforward counter-jihad strategies. He never really entered any extreme thoughts about violence or things like that before, but I guess his actions now speak louder than his writings, I guess.
This is a huge document, this manifesto, illustrated with Latin taglines and all sorts of apparently scholarly work. What jumped out at you?
Well, the calculated cynicism in it is really staggering. He calls the operation in Oslo the ultimate love gift at one time. He says in the foreword that to put this whole work together has cost him 370,000 euros. Also, he sees himself as a European hero. He predicts he will be portrayed as the worst Nazi monster since the World War II, but still he says this is a perfect example to follow, applaud, and celebrate. He calls himself the perfect knight I have strived for. And he also says that I will know I did all I could to end the demographic genocide and Islamization of Europe.
Do you have any sense that this man is mentally ill or would have been noticed by friends or family or schoolmates as a person who might do something like this?
No, there is absolutely no sign of mental illness. His attorney describes him here as calm and collected during interrogation by police. He seems very cold and calculated. And in his manifesto, he even refers to the massacre at Utøya in terms of calling it marketing plan.
I see. So he's trying to convince people of the sort of urgency and the need to deal with the problems he's identifying.
Absolutely. His manifesto and even his promo video that appeared on YouTube for a while is titled 2083. That is the 400-year anniversary for the Battle of Vienna, where the Ottoman Empire tried to take over Vienna, being obviously the mother of all Islam-Christian battles, I guess, in his view. And he has repeatedly referred to a time window of between 10 and 70 years to fix the immigration problem, if we are going to be able to fix it, which also the 70-year perspective corresponds with the 2083 title of his manifesto.
You know, I was reminded of the American writer Ayn Rand in that he talks in his manifesto about the government being too soft, too sort of politically afraid to draw the kind of nationalist lines that he calls for.
That's absolutely the main point of view here, that he has been disillusioned by government not stepping in. He's repeatedly going back to what he calls a Marxist cultural conspiracy to take over the country, where the Marxists have infiltrated government, pushing their multicultural agenda. And he basically feels the government has failed and opened the door for jihad and Islamic colonization of Western Europe. That's the views he expresses in this manifesto.
Goran Skalmo is an investigative reporter with the Norwegian Business Daily. We appreciate you doing this.
Thank you so much.